I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Times, they are a-changin', and certain Vanderpump Rules friendships might be over as we know them.
In this week's exclusive BravoTV.com Vanderpump Rules After Show, the Witches of WeHo, that's Stassi Schroeder, Katie Maloney Schwartz, and Kristen Doty, revealed the current status of their friendship after all the Carter drama. Note to self, don't start a business with your friends.
Uh-oh.
Plus, Ariana reacted to Stassi, or was it Lala's comments about her house's lack of furniture? And the group weighed in on whether they think Kristen is truly capable of growth.
Jack's Taylor and Tom Sandoval also opened up about whether their 20-year friendship is done for good. It turns out the pool party might have been a tipping point.
Not to mention Jax's criticisms of Tom and Ariana's relationship and the fact that he admitted to not liking Ariana.
Yikes. Let's take a listen.
The Witches of WeHo have had their ups and downs, but at the TomTom anniversary party, it really felt like a breakup.
Witches of WeHo, donezo. Lay it to rest, R.I.P.
Yep.
Cool, because I really can't. My brain is gonna f***ing explode.
What made this time so different?
I think because it's not just like she made a mistake and lied about it, you know what I mean, years ago.
Yes, I did have sex with him one time. Sorry.
So you had sex with Jax?
Yes.
Which is already something that it's hard to get over. It was years of Katie and I dealing with this constant cycle of every other day, Kristen is crying or depressed or sad and wants to leave Carter and always hearing shit about Carter, doesn't pay for anything, treats her like shit, yells at her, tells her certain things that were so fucking awful. And then the next day saying, but can he come with us to happy hour? And then, so for after a few years of being like, you know what? No, he can't come to happy hour. I don't want to be around this anymore. And you're taking up so much of my time. And now it's consuming a big part of my brain and just my energy that I'm now taking this home with me. Now I go home to Beau and I bitch about this to Beau. Now all I can think about, Kristen, is you and Carter and this whole situation. And now you're lying to us on top of it and saying you're broken up, then bringing him around, then we see that you're not. And it's like, we've literally dealt with this
pattern. It was very hard because it was just like, she would be really upset and she would just say, I just want him to be nice to me. I'm really upset. Cry. It was the same conversation on, it was like a feedback loop for like nonstop. And so then last year, or last season, when I'm just like, you know what? Enough. Like, you've been paying for him, like, you've been doing all this stuff, and sort of all kind of come to a head.
It is boring hearing him use your money, spend your money all the time. That's really boring to me.
He's not your boyfriend, so don't tell me what he needs to be
Thank
doing.
God he's not my boyfriend.
The second that we were honest with her on camera, she's like,
she got scared.
What are you guys talking
she
about?
She got scared and
what are you talking
threw
about?
Us under the bus and called it. Remember when Beau's mom was in town?
Yeah.
So Carter's saying that the reason you guys fight is because of me and
so
Katie.
So number one, that's everyone stop yelling in my house.
Are you fight? Okay. This is, I feel like I'm, yeah, I'm watching a circus. Wait.
And she started saging us around that time.
Yeah, around the saging.
Can I ask one favor?
All you're doing
try not
is
to raise voices or cuss and talk.
Now it smells so much
I'm
like.
Sorry.
Was probably when I started to like
It's when
dip
the friendship
out.
Started to like fall apart. And then it's just been like a slow build from that. So it's like, it's not about, you know, us like losing a patience with her or abandoning her. It's just about her taking advantage of our friendship and taking it for granted. And like, it's like we've like literally been worn really f***ing thin with this chick. And like we've, and if anyone doesn't want to agree that we've been there for her, you're f***ing wrong. You just haven't seen it and you haven't seen it through her eyes. And whatever she's, whatever f***ing circular reasoning she's trying to f***ing spin, she's fooling everyone.
So this has been years in the making.
Years. Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it hasn't been happening. And I've had enough of it.
Do you think that there's room for a reconciliation for you guys?
I mean, I hope so. I absolutely hope so. I think my issue is that it feels like it's like two against one all the time. And when I don't have the answers that I've been asking for, like, why did this happen? I'm making up things in my head because I don't know what else to do. So if you're not telling me why you guys don't want to be friends and why our friendship is cut, I'm only going to go, well, it's because I don't have a boyfriend, because I don't have a pregnancy pact, because you hate Carter, or because, I don't know, I'm making up all these reasons. So it's been so many months now. I want to care still. I don't know how much I do. I don't know if I want a friendship. Like, I don't know if I want to be friends with someone who doesn't want me. I've gotten to such a different level after breaking up with Carter truly and really being on my own and writing my book and really just kind of like having to deep soul. Brittany is like the one who knows the most. And, you know, just really get into the nitty gritty. Like, are these relationships that I want anymore? It makes me sad to think that I wouldn't, but I don't know if it's right for me. I would really love a different kind of friendship with both of them. I think that would be like my best bet.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
The Witches of WeHo have their big fight. Katie blames Kristen for the drama.
When you sit there and cry and you say, I'm just sad and I don't know what I did, and you go to everyone. And then everyone comes to us saying, why are you so awful to her?
Because that's the way I feel.
Okay, it's always been about you, Kristen. No, it has. You want to act like you're confused? Be confused. But go home and remind yourself that, like, this is all because of you.
What's your take?
I think that Kristen is messy. You know what I mean? She just is. You know, like, so expecting her to not have, like, a messy up and down relationship is, I mean, in a sense, I feel like Kristen sort of thrives in that situation. Like, she, like, likes it. She brings it on. She wants it.
She used to give, when you guys were dating, like, I know we've all grown so much since when we all lived together, but she would, like, have these manic meltdowns, and then sometimes during these, she would give this speech about how she likes being crazy. She's like, I like that I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Like, as if it was, like, a charming part of her personality. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like sometimes that's exciting. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like adrenaline junkies, but different.
I'm tired. We've been dealing with this for 2 years. And Kristen, she plays the victim to a T. She's great. I mean, she looks disheveled. You're like, most people put some makeup on, try to make themselves look a little presentable when people are come over. She's, my God, look at my boy. You know, like,
but that's who she is in life. That's not acting to the cameras.
I love her. She's
that's
crazy Kristen. That's who she is in life. That's who she is. But I just, when she was lying, yeah, when she lies to me, like when she was lying to me.
We've all accepted who people are.
Right, but you're supposed
to
have
see,
growth.
Evolution.
Growth. Evolution.
And that's what we haven't seen. That's why I've been frustrated.
I thought that was over. Like, the days of, like, I'm done with that part of my life. So I figured Kristen, being the smart, intellectual woman that she is, was kind of done with that as well. Because Kristen and I kind of were very similar in the fact that we're very mischievous and with women and sleeping around. We were the same way. But I was done.
I don't think that's a compliment.
But you got to secretly like it, or why would you do it?
That's what I said. She loves the drama of being in the middle of the eye of the storm.
Right.
That's who she is.
Kristen, I will say, though, too, has a tendency to double vent or to like double agent vent.
Yeah.
You know, when we were together, she would complain to, you know, Katie and everybody about like how horrible I was and exaggerate things. And then she would come to me and say how horrible Stassi and Katie are.
Yeah.
And exaggerate things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this double agent thing.
She was telling two different stories, and she was flip-flopping. So she'll go to the girl's house, oh my God, Carter's this and this. Then she'll go home to Carter, God, the girls are this and this. You got two different stories. And I think they were just kind of like, you know what, we're throwing in the towel. How many more times are we going to have the same?
I think they got frustrated. That's what I, let's
and there's
go
no,
back
no
to what
one's
I was
right,
saying
no
at
one's
the beginning.
Wrong. They're both right and they're both wrong. I'm going to say that right now. I'm very equal in that. I'm friends with both of them. It's very hard right now to be friends with both of them.
It's like your parents got divorced or something. And you're like, let me hang out with this person on this weekend and this person next weekend.
Yeah.
Like
every other Wednesday, every other weekend.
Every
it's
other
fine.
Weekend, every other Wednesday.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's
shitty. It's very hard. It is. But we've gone through this many times with these three.
Since we've known them, they have a tendency of two kind of like ganging up on one.
Yeah. I mean, they've all broken up. They used to have horrific
they've ganged
fights.
Up to, they're like Stassi in a relationship. And Katie have ganged up, or Stassi and Kristen have ganged up on Katie.
You would have told me Katie's going to get engaged to Tom Schwartz, and we aren't going to be there.
Sad.
Katie and Kristen have, like, exiled Stassi.
Who are we?
But it's my birthday.
So go f*** yourself.
Don't tell Patrick that I'm leaving.
But, are you going to have a bar tab to pay?
Oh,
right now. Are you f***ing kidding me?
Katie, I'm not running after her.
F*** that.
Let's f*** f***ing awful, man.
I have hope because whenever I first moved to LA, Stassi was nowhere in the picture, okay? They did not like Stassi. I heard so much about Stassi this, Stassi that. I was terrified to meet her.
They hated her.
Yeah, but she was just like not around either. And it was just like, oh my gosh, what is, you know, I was so terrified to meet her. And then they became friends again and now best friends back together. I'm just hoping that's what's gonna happen with you guys. I don't know. If you want it, obviously.
I've seen, like, these random clips of, like, old Vanderpump Rules when the marathon is on TV. Mm-hmm. And I hear, like, reunions happening where it has nothing to do with me. And Katie and Stassi are constantly fighting with each other and screaming at each other and hating each other.
Stassi, you've literally changed your life and basically became, like, this kept woman. So, yeah, I did talk to people about it. And I'm sorry that hurts your feelings, but I don't care at this point. So if you need to cut me off because you don't want to hear my opinions because they're probably right, then so be it.
But I'm the problem, and I've had this realization in the last 2 days, no joke. When did I ever start a fight with either of them?
Okay, well,
issue
you,
that is
I will
causing
say the word
you guys
bitch.
To be...
You're just a bitch to me all the time. You care, I
you're
know.
You're an obnoxious to bitch, too, Kristen.
I, know...
I haven't. I actually have never looked at either of them and said, like, I hate you, I'm really mad at you. They're always mad at me, and I'm defending myself, and then I become like an asshole, and I've definitely been an asshole. What the fuck are you doing? Like, you literally do nothing. You were asked to push something on social media, and because you have a fucking podcast and a book, like, you think you're the Queen of England? Like, fuck you.
Fair.
I don't know. We'll see. I feel like we'll see at the reunion, and we'll see as the months to come, like, what'll happen.
You and your mom have a conversation about her breast cancer diagnosis and sobriety. What was that moment like?
Pretty tough, you know?
Had I not have gotten sober last year, I wouldn't have gotten my job, wouldn't have got the health insurance. With the health insurance, I book the mammogram and I get the phone call. Cancer, you know? So, like, everything happens so fast and now we're sitting here and it's all done. Double mastectomy out. You know?
Really?
And I'm not sick. That was really lucky.
Really? You're not, like...
No, no.
How did she tell you when you found out that she was diagnosed?
On the phone, she was, like, crying, and I was just like, oh, my God, what's going on? And, you know, for me, it's hard because I just want to be with my mom and love her and, like, hug her. So, you know, hearing everything was just so much, it was kind of in one ear, out the other. Like, all I had to hear was breast cancer, and then it's like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear anything else right now. So, it was like that, you know? And I think I was hungover that day as well, which I remember made me feel extra shitty, you know? So depressing.
Do you think her diagnosis helped lead you to also choose to be sober?
Yeah, I mean, It's tough because in the beginning, no. In the beginning, her diagnosis didn't help me get sober. It made me want to drink a lot more. But, you know, subconsciously somewhere, the inspiration that my mom was able to do this and conquer it is what put power in me. You know, this inspired me to be able to stop drinking and think of life in, like, a different way, I guess. Like, look at life in a different perspective. Again, after that AA meeting and things started to click in my mind and seeing how hurt Raquel was getting, these things just seemed like a, you know, it's blue ink and black ink here. Like, which one you want to write with? Like, you got to pick a side, you know? You can't 50-50 this shit anymore. So I picked, you know, the bright side. I picked the side where, you know, I stop drinking, I get my life together, I work on myself, I stop, you know, getting into fights for nothing with Raquel, and I stop treating my mom like shit whenever something bad happens, and I take responsibility for my actions, and I get this fucking thing going, and, like, that's what I wanted to do, you know? And now looking back that I'm doing it, it feels great. It feels amazing. And I just feel so accomplished and it makes me want to do it even more. That's what I'm saying. Like, once you get this far, you just want to keep going because, you know, it's crazy. When I went to the first AA meeting, I heard everyone saying, like, you just see blessings on blessings. Like, you just keep seeing these blessings happen. And I would be like, what the f*** are you talking about, you know? And I swear, like, here's another cheese ball line, but, like, I see these blessings now, and I know what the f*** they're talking about, and it blows my mind. And that's what makes me just remember that can all go away if you just, if you can throw it all away. Why would I do that? It doesn't make sense. Like, that wouldn't be the smart thing to do at all. So, yeah, every day I think about that, so it's good.
At the anniversary party, you and Sandoval decide to take a break from being friends.
I feel like I'm at my end of my rope. You're at your wit's end with me. We're like the girls in the point where we give into a relationship instead of a friendship. Why don't we just take a break for a little bit? Just a time out, man. Sure.
Do you see yourselves repairing this friendship anytime soon?
You know, I'm always optimistic. I hope. Nothing's that bad to where, like, I can never see that person again. It's very trivial. But, you know, there's only so much fighting and bickering that you can do. I do not hate Tom Sandoval. I do not dislike him. I just think that we're evolving. We're going in different directions. I'm trying to start a family. I'm doing things. He's got his business and going out and things. We just have different views on a lot of things. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're both stubborn people. We're both very hard-headed, and we're set in our ways. That's just who we are. I could say we're very similar to that. And when people are similar, they're going to, you know, butt heads. You know, I'm sure I've done some things to him, too. I can't think of anything on top of my head right now.
You banged Jax?
Yes, we slept together.
Did you use protection?
Once. Stop acting like you're the number one guy in this group, man. I'm the number one guy in this group.
What do you think? I just want to know. What do you think his issue is going to be with you?
I don't know.
I mean, dude, he's literally on, like, a smear campaign when it comes to me. Like, if you watch him in press, like, he will go out of his way to talk negatively about me and Ariana, our relationship, who I am as a person.
He's probably not gonna have kids because Ariana doesn't want it.
Is jealousy?
Don't say that.
So I got married. I want to start a family. The next thing is to buy a home. You're gonna make fun of me for that when you're not even in a I don't even know what your relationship is considered anymore.
And it's because of the stupid ass pool party.
Yeah, it sucks.
Because of that pool party, Jax has now made it a point to say that he regrets inviting me to his wedding.
After you guys begged me to have him at the wedding, have him back, he's gonna be dude. And I didn't want to do it. I should have never had him at the wedding.
He really didn't want me there. He didn't think I should be in the wedding party. He didn't want me. He said that he regrets having some, like, me stand up there with him.
It can't be. It's not just the pool party. That was like a tipping point for other things that I can't speak for.
We were great after the wedding. We were super tight. We were like,
had some stuff like internalized that he was still salty about. I don't know. This is not things he's expressed to me. I don't know what it was or where it all started, but yeah, something happened and it just snowballed.
Even leading up to the wedding, I'm like, and even at the wedding, it's just like, it was always expected for me to go above and beyond. And it's something that I like do like to do, but to act like that I'm like not doing enough, like good enough job.
Sandoval as my best man, you know, if I was to grade him, I'd give him maybe a B minus or a C. It's passing.
I'm like, dude, Jax, you would never do an even like microscopic amount of that like other people do for you. But you would never do it. Yeah. He did, during Schwartz's wedding, what did you do as a best man? F***ing nothing, dude.
You guys all showered up?
I showered.
I mean, you're gonna look at me and say, swear to God, you guys all took showers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, Jax is making your brothers say, swear to God, they took a shower. Such a f***ing asshole. Even with bringing in his brothers, he like did absolutely nothing. Like it took over a year to like even get like a fraction of the money. Like he was supposed to split it with me. You did nothing. And it's like, but you expect everybody to be at your beck and call. Like literally if you say the sky is pink, like it's pink.
So he wasn't like that with any other groomsmen, just really Tom. Like he didn't ask anything from any other groomsmen. He didn't ask anything from me. Yeah. But it just, it was a weird dynamic with you in particular. I don't know. I don't understand the reasons fully. I guess he just felt like you were distant, or I don't know. He felt like you just didn't really care. Or,
but yeah, he also went around and like this propaganda, like going around lying, like saying like, I haven't heard from Tom. He doesn't return my text messages. He like, you know, he didn't even care about this like pre-bachelor party. Those are all lies. Right. Like there's like, that's a lie. And to me, that's like f***ed up. Like, You're gonna make me out to be some asshole, and then you're gonna like say everything's fine to my face and then tell everybody else like, I don't wanna talk about it and be like dramatic.
They just have a lot of history together and I don't know. Sometimes Tom has his number. Sometimes maybe you are too quick to call him out for things or too critical. But lots of times Tom's right in what his criticisms of Jax. But Jax doesn't like to hear that. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. They have a complicated, it's like they've been in a relationship a long time. And they know each other to a fault, maybe.
You know, maybe the fact that I do, dislike Ariana might have something to do with it.
How would you feel if he disliked Britney?
That's fine. You know, you can't.
I don't think it would be.
If you dislike Britney, that's fine. If you have a reason, like, listen, Jax, I love you. I'm going to respect Britney, but I don't care for her. That would be a different.
But you didn't say that.
You didn't say you respect. How could you not like Britney, though?
How could you not like Ariana from his
point?
There's
a lot of reasons.
From his
point. And I'm not the only one.
Okay.
If he was here right now, cheers, have a beer, be fine.
No,
but I'm not going to be as invested as I used to be.
You want to work it out with him. And you might not get what you want, but you're going to give it a damn good try. Should we leave it at that?
Do you feel like there's something that's blocking you from being truly happy or preventing you from achieving your goals?
With over 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists in all 50 states, BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for you.
Users can connect with counselors in a safe, private, and convenient online setting.
You no longer have to worry about meeting with a counselor in person. With 4 available communication modes, text, chat, phone, and video, you'll be able to make appointments through your desktop, laptop, and cell phone.
Go at your own time and pace while speaking to licensed counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, grief, and more. Anything you say is confidential.
If you're not happy with your selected counselor at any time, you can request a new one for no additional charge.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Daily Dish listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code DISH. That's D-I-S-H.
So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/dish.
Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/dish.
So you and Max have one final talk at the TomTom anniversary party.
Oh my God.
Do you know what Brett told me on Saturday? That you have had sex with 5 people since we stopped dating. And you're mad at me for kissing Brett? Who cares?
Felt like it was spiteful. It's a little like, why
Max,
would you do that?
It wasn't okay. Spiteful, it just
cool.
Happened.
Cool, love it. I love that for you. That's great.
One thing he loves to throw in my face is Brett, constantly. That's his only thing, over and over and over and over and over. But guess what? I didn't do anything wrong there either. Like, I can empathize and see how maybe that hurt his feelings, so I get it. But at the same time, he was the one who downplayed my relationship to everyone in his life.
I heard you're exclusive.
What does exclusive mean? I don't know.
I think Dana definitely taking a little more serious, which is okay.
I was really tired when we had the conversation. I can't like really.
Oh my God. Okay, so if I mean nothing to you in the world, who cares if we have a mutual friend that I have a connection with? And also, Brett and I only kissed for like several, almost like 2 months. So like, he was already all these other people, and just because I kissed someone, like, I've had several girls since the show has started airing message me, like, DM me and be like, I was dating him the whole time you guys were filming. Like, he and I were special. I moved to LA for him. I've had 2 different girls say he asked them to move to LA, like, in the summertime around that time we were dating.
Did any of these girls move to LA for you?
No, see, this is a narrative that people have created because they find out, I'll tell them, like, yeah, there's this girl from wherever that I'm seeing. And then all of a sudden the girl moves here. I'm like, that's not my. Okay, I showed her a great time in LA. She decided to move here. I didn't ask her to do that.
So they think that they moved here for you?
Yeah.
First of all, they're probably not doing much wherever the hell they're living, or they're bored, and then I show them a great time in San Diego, in LA. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, I think it's a compliment. I mean, it's not like the city has, people don't move to the city ever. You know, LA, why would people move to LA?
No, they do though. But they do in LA. There's a lot to do here.
But that's my point is that to think that
you can never be bored in LA.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like a compliment for girls to think that a girl's moving out here for you when the city offers so much to anybody that moves to it. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. So if you think, like, what do I have to offer somebody? I live in an apartment and I have a roommate.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a compliment. It's a little hat tip to you, bro. That's all it is. It's like, oh, you must have either been great in bed to the point where you're pulling her that way, the energy's pulling, or you just gave her a great time.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah. But yeah, I was never.
Show me a good time, not a long time, in the words of our wise, Drake.
If they did move here for me, good on them. But you know what? I did not talk to them or ask them to do that. Like, That is insane to me.
Max will never take full responsibility, and he'll always make an excuse and say, this person's crazy, this person's lying.
And Ariana, you actually taught me that gaslighting. Like, you're who taught me what that actually means. Max is the king of gaslighting. He will always put it back on you and how you're crazy and how you've done something wrong. And like in the words of Jay-Z, if everyone else is crazy, you're the one that's insane.
Well, he does it to himself. You know how a lot of men are like, oh, like girls get attached really easily, or girls like are, you know, I feel like he's like that. Like, he meets a girl, he gets super attached, says a bunch of things. And it's like the things that he says to women, it's like you need to know that person before you start saying those things. And then it ends up biting him in the ass because he says all these things that he maybe doesn't mean to get them to like him. And then he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like the thing he said about Sheena, he's like, you know, like I just wasn't ready for all that. It's like, well, then why were you saying those things?
Yeah, it's major f-boy energy.
I get very defensive when people try to say he's a f-boy. They want to put him in a box and say he's a douche. Yeah. He's really not. He's like, I like to say he's like a playboy with a heart of gold. He's like Don Juan with a heart of gold. And he's like, yeah.
He gets a little overwhelmed with commitment.
Yeah.
So like he'll like be into somebody and then it's like, this is like turning into commitment. He kind of like freaks out a little bit and like,
yeah.
You know.
It's like, and women seem to love him. I mean, yeah, it can be polarizing with him.
I think it's personally, I think it's deeper than that. I think that calling Max a f-boy is like a nice way of putting it. Oh. Like there's, I think there's.
That's not where I thought you were going with that.
No, I think there's some like deep rooted sh- because to be able to treat this amount of people the same way and have the same outcome and have all the, like, there's just like too many different people with too many stories to like, to have it just be totally fake.
Like Max Boyens doesn't know how to be alone. Like he, I feel like has a fear of like being single and like alone. Like he always either needs to be texting somebody, hooking up with somebody, having some girl like him or something. And I feel like that's why he kept girls on the back burner with you, is because he's like, you know what, if me and Dana don't work out, I have this person.
100%.
I have this person on a string waiting for
100%.
Me if me and Dana don't work out.
Which is so funny. This is major, these are the things that he was like talking about, saying that this is what Sheena's doing. The whole like, Sheena can't be alone. She's got like, she used to be like that a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Didn't want to be alone, had guys on the back burner, you know, would always be texting somebody. Like that was kind of like what we were always being like, Sheena, just be single, just be single. She was like, I am single. And like technically she was, but she had like a lot of like guys she was talking to. And then he's calling her boy crazy, but that's literally what he's doing.
You know what I will say about Max is that in person, he's way more likable than what I see on TV.
Yes.
I feel like I've seen another side to Max, and I'm like, I don't know if I like you.
Yeah, as his friend, he's great, but I would not want to be a single girl in Max's path.
He justifies everything. He, like, talks down to everyone.
So he's like,
am I describing myself?
Tom Sandoval. Okay. No, you're not describing yourself.
So what did you think when you saw Kara at the Tom Tom photo shoot?
This is so unbelievable.
I'm f-ing rattled right now.
How are you?
What's that big?
I brought a friend home.
Lisa.
Oh my God.
Where have you been? Good. Good.
What did I think about Lisa or whoever bringing Kara, who Max f-ed right on my birthday,
oh,
I'm pretty sure.
God.
And it's just like,
birthday?
So, yes, you guys were actually, you were in Vegas on my actual birthday and he f-ed her on my birthday.
Okay, well Dana, now I feel bad because I totally encouraged
No,
that.
I know you've told me that several times and that's fine. And again,
I didn't realize it was your birthday though.
It doesn't matter if it's my birthday. It doesn't matter if it's f-ing Hanukkah. It doesn't matter if it's f-ing f-ing St. Patrick's Day. It doesn't matter. It was neither here nor there. Max doesn't give a f-. Max gets off on this. He loves the attention. He loves that everyone knows that he f-ed five people in this room. He thinks it's cute, whereas to me it was just really hurtful. And I was like, yeah, this is not my scene. Where Sheena was like, this is a fun, like, kitschy thing. We all f*** the same person.
Hello.
Oh, nice to finally meet you. God.
I feel like this is an iconic
interview. Look at this.
And I guess we're sisters too, huh?
Yes, girl. I heard.
She's like, we're sisters. Eskimo sisters. And I was just like, what the f*** is going on?
Oh my God.
I'm literally like, what the f*** is going on right now? And then I like saw what was going on between them two, and she's like, let's take a photo. Because Sheena's f***ing weird and has to like act like she's cool with people that have f***ed the people that she's f***ed.
I felt like everyone was trying to just like constantly break me down in any way they could. Like even Lisa was like, oh, so does it bother you about Max? You know, Max and Kara. And I was like, No, I actually find it funny that he had to bang a less hot version of me.
I honestly don't know how, like, people telling her, like, oh, you look like Sheena from 10 years ago. I'm sorry, but I don't know how that's a compliment. Sheena from 10 years ago looked like shit. Like, maybe around that time. God. Around that time, it was acceptable to look like that. But I'm sorry. Like, the way that she did her makeup and the way her hair was 10 years ago. Yeah. It's 2019 now, and, like, you need to change your makeup and hair.
Like, the fact that that girl was walking around proud, being like,
oh, no, no, no,
I am Sheena's mini-me, and we f*** the same guy. It's
no,
like,
no, but
girl,
here's the thing.
Like, you're really embarrassing.
She didn't know until that night that I had hooked up with Max.
She knew. She knew. She, from that necklace she was wearing, I knew she
what
knew.
What necklace was she wearing?
Tacky enough for a girl like that to know. From the eyeliner to the hair, I was like, this girl is so tacky. All she wants is attention. So you could even call her, like, ugly, and if you give her that, like, you know, that power
anything,
for her to,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anything that you give her, she's you give her power. Feed off on.
Exactly, yeah. And it's like, you can't give those type of girls power. You can't give hoes power.
You did have a moment with Kara at the finale party. What was that moment you had with her?
Okay. This is from my perspective. Like, it looked like she was pretending like she was in the conversation, like, laughing, like, weird hand gestures and, like, weird stuff. And I'm, like, staring at her like, wait, you're not in the conversation that they're in. This is from what I saw. Maybe she was. I don't think she was.
She was not in our conversation.
And I'm like, this is so weird. They have to be annoyed by what she's doing.
It was kind
is
of
what
weird.
I'm thinking. So I walk up to her, and I'm like, can you, like, stop, like, interrupting? They're trying to have a conversation. Can you, like, walk away or whatever?
It was literally, okay, like, not now. Like,
it's fine.
That's right.
Everything is okay.
It's not actually always okay. Do you even know what's going on right now?
No.
Okay, then just stay out of the conversation.
You're a little negative.
I'm sitting down, and I'm watching you get in the middle of their conversation.
I'm happy to know that you're sitting down watching me, because that's where you should be.
And I just remember her saying something like, oh, this chin, like, my chin is perfect. Like, my chin is so perfect. And I was like, you're fucking weird. And I went and sat down, and I don't really know what happened. And then she came up to me, and that's where I kind of blocked out. Like, I don't really remember what happened.
Okay, you need
what
to,
is wrong with okay. her?
What is
why
wrong with
you?
You?
Her, though?
She did, first and foremost,
you need
me.
To walk that way.
Who please? The f-
I don't walk anyway.
Oh,
aside from away. The way that somebody
talked.
But she came up to me and did something.
She did some weird,
she did some, like, weird, like, little
like,
face.
Was like this, like, I don't even know.
And then I just, like, pushed her, because I, that's just what I like, do, I guess.
Who the f*** do you think you're talking to?
Danica.
No, 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 no.
Kara got shoved to the ground, almost, by the fucking brute, Danica.
Oh, what happened there?
Oh, because Danica started getting a little jealous. Okay, oh, I don't know what it was, but Danica started getting jealous and telling Kara, like, well, something like she just got here or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you just got here. It's like, get out of the way. You just got here. She's
been here 2 seconds. You've been here 5.
Yeah.
But I loved Kara because she was like,
so
you
drunk.
Need to be happy with yourself because this is not good. This is not good.
Kara said that?
After she got shoved to Danica.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. It was amazing.
I remember pushing her, and then, like, 5 seconds later, I remember Lala being like, why did you push her? Me being like, I didn't push her. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Did you push her?
I did not push her.
You spilled the wine that when you pushed her, the wine spilled on you.
I understand that, like, Lisa came up to me and was like, why did you do that? And I was, like, denying it. I was like, I didn't. Like, I was just, like, drunk and, like, not really in a mood to, like, talk about it. So I just kind of was just like, I didn't, like, I don't know, it just came out of my mouth. And it's like, I don't think somebody like Lala should be like in my face about it. Like, you don't fucking know this girl. Everyone just like is so quick to like be the friend of somebody who they don't like's enemy, if that makes sense. Like, you don't fucking like me, I know it, and you're gonna take Kara's side because she doesn't like me and we're having issues and it's very fucking clear to me, so get out of my face. Like, off. Get out of here. I don't know you. Don't tell me what I'm doing, what I'm not.
So what motivated that tense conversation with Jax at TomTom?
You don't have an actual clue as to what you're talking
okay.
about when
well,
you
want
to talk about right. me and my house
okay.
and what goes on there.
All right. Then I don't care.
Okay. Then you can not talk about me.
leading up to that, all these things were coming to light that he had been spreading and talking shit about me all summer.
I don't know miserable Ariana that much.
She's not miserable, don't say that, that's rude.
I think she's absolutely miserable.
And then trying to say that somehow Tom and I are miserable.
Dude, we've been better than ever, man.
I just see sometimes she like gives you some backhanded comments. I've noticed that.
That's some sort of exaggeration or miscommunication.
I thought she was being a bitch many, many times.
Whether it's a projection or not, it's not okay, and I'm not down with it. And then it's like he's saying that he has a apparently he was saying he had a sprained brain and that he was dealing with some depression and things like that.
My brain is a sprained, okay? When you sprain your ankle, what do? Do you walk on it? No. Your brain is the same f-ing thing. I mean, that's just the way the brain works.
I was hopefully in my mind before that conversation thinking I would like to encourage him to see a professional. But the conversation ended up going differently than I expected.
Brittany took it to heart.
I hate that she was ever put in that position.
Yeah, I mean, because she was so excited to have this. She's been talking it.
Texts to everybody.
Well, Tom did the same thing to Stassi.
The whole conversation, his end of it was like PR spin. He's saying things like, yeah, I fuck up, I make mistakes.
I'm not allowed to make a mistake, though. Everybody makes mistakes.
A lot of those towards a lot of people.
I'm a human being, I'm gonna fuck up. I'm probably gonna do it again.
What am I gonna say, like, yeah, I don't. Of course I do. We all make mistakes, Jax. This is not a question of whether or not you or I make mistakes. Jax is putting a spin on everything to try to make himself look better because in his eyes, the only way that he looks better is if he makes other people look worse.
You and Ariana had a little bit of a scuffle at this party, I understand.
I've had a scuffle with Ariana since day one.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I dislike her. Yes.
Why is that?
I dislike her. I think she's mean. She's aggressive. It's not about her. If it doesn't involve her, then she wants no part of it. I can go on and on and on about it. I just don't like her. She will only talk about what makes her look good in the limelight. And I personally don't think she brings anything to anyone's life. I disagree.
She's talked about her personal life. She's
Where?
Talked
to, Since when?
I think she's been very honest this season about how she struggled.
It's been nine years? Took you 9 years?
She hasn't been on the show 9 years.
She hasn't?
No.
How long?
Well, she didn't come on to the second season for the start.
8 years.
And we've been on
Sorry.
8 years, so it was 7 years. Master of
filming,
exaggeration.
Filming for nine, on for eight. I think she thinks she's a very negative person.
Oh, come on. Hold on a second.
I think she's negative.
Hold on
They're asking my opinion.
Yeah, your opinion, but let's also be reminded that she's been dealing with depression.
Okay.
So you can't make that the reason for you disliking her.
Okay.
Well, you don't like her, so you're not going to be objective. But I do have a lot of empathy for what she's gone through, and I think she's got a lot to offer. And I also understand depression. See, a lot of people don't understand depression. They just, like, pull yourself together. Well, having dealt with depression myself, especially when it was circumstantial and losing my brother, I understand how you can be under a cloud. I understand how women hormonally sometimes feel that life can be difficult to deal with. I get it.
I just don't like the person she is. I'm allowed to have that. If she's in passing or whatever, but I dislike her.
Stassi, Ariana confronts you about making fun of the lack of furniture at her house.
You said, I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm not picking, which I'm not going to two parties, especially one at someone's house with no furniture.
But I didn't do that.
Did I do it?
I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm not going to a frat house with no furniture. I'll be at Jax and Brittany's like an adult.
Listen, this isn't on Lala. It's not on me. It's not on anyone.
They're getting mad about us speaking
about
factual. You don't have furniture. How
Even if I
that?
Didn't say it, I'm thinking it. Like, they don't.
Why did Stassi's comment strike such a nerve?
Okay, so at the pool party, when I was like informed that she had been talking shit about me and my house.
Sheena told me that Stassi was like making fun of your party. She's like, oh, what kind of party is it gonna be? Because they don't have any f-ing furniture. Okay.
I was drinking vodka Celsius, which if you don't know what Celsius is, so basically a combination of vodka Celsius is basically like Four Locos. I was basically drinking the updated version of Four Locos. Celsius is 200 milligrams of caffeine and vodka is vodka. And I was mixing that and that was what I was day drinking. And so the second that like the match hit my you know, lighter fluid that was already there, which could have been a match of like happiness, could have been a match of twerking, which had already happened that day. But then the second the match hit that flame, that lighter fluid of like something negative, it was like, f that, f this, f her.
Hey, Regina George, like, get the f over it, you snob ass bitch.
For no reason.
Why do you keep pretending to care about being my friend, you f-ing little snob?
If I hear anybody talking shit about my house, I will clock you in the face.
I'm sure I said a lot of really stupid things that don't even make sense that honestly I probably don't even mean, to be honest. I can't wait to see that back and be like, don't mean any of this. So when I was going to sit down with her at Tom Tom, I was like very unsure as I was like, honestly, I don't really want to do it because I don't really know what I'm going to get. I don't want to fight with her. I don't want to. I want there to be a good, solid friendship there. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if we're ever really going to get to that point because I feel like we keep getting to a point where our friendship is growing and then it like, she calls me a whore or there's like something that happens or like we disagree about something and then all of a sudden everything just goes to sh**. It's like, I don't want that to be the case, but I did pop off before that.
I just call so much bullshit on Ariana ripping into me. Because it felt like, this is about me. If you heard that anyone else was saying this, you wouldn't give a shit. Because everyone else, including yourself, is talking about this.
What's that?
Dude, it's a chair.
What?
I need to be packing. I need something to sit on.
Oh,
man.
My God, dude.
I love what you haven't done with the place.
Oh, thanks.
We have no chairs, but don't forget the Morocco.
The second you hear my name, even if it's wrong, even if it's false, you look for the opportunity. You guys are looking for the opportunity to be like, see, she's a asshole.
What do you think Ariana's issue with you is then?
Success.
It's the same foot. I don't know. It's this. Ariana's never liked me from the beginning. We get along, but every issue that me and Ariana have had is because it's on her. It has never been anything that has come from my side. I have tried. And this year, I kind of got to the point where I'm like, I'm actually done being like, I'm chasing after this friendship and I'm trying to make this work. That's exhausting and I don't care. I gave the time to try and be someone's friend. And if they're not going to reciprocate, then like, I'm not going to put any more time into this shit.
Like, they always like find fault with her. Even if it's like doesn't personally affect them. They pass judgment on her for things that literally do not affect them whatsoever. The only resolve I can is that like they just have some kind of, I know the word jealousy, a lot of people have a hard time with that, especially them, but it's just like they must have, I think there's just something that she has that they want that they just won't be able to attain, and she just has it, and that pisses them off. Mm-hmm. And that's called jealousy.
At the photo shoot, Lisa asked Jax to change out of his shirt into a
black shirt. Yeah.
Jax, what are you wearing? No, you've got to wear the uniform. Will you go and put your sir shirt on?
I don't have it.
I don't care. We'll borrow one.
I don't think he owns a sir shirt.
I don't even own a sir shirt.
Sometimes if you want to be part of a situation, like can you put on the sir t-shirt, like every other person is putting on the sir t-shirt, then that's what you've got to do. So
I didn't own one at that time.
Don't give me the bullshit excuses. There were plenty of Sir t-shirts. So you show up in something navy blue where everybody else is wearing black.
I'm just saying,
Jax Taylor, exactly. That's my point. He wants to make my life more complicated because he doesn't want to conform. Yes, it is. He said it by his own admission.
I believe I got a little seniority there. I should be able to stand out a little bit. I think I have a little seniority. A little bit.
See, that's what it's about.
You and Lisa have a moment where Lisa asks you to stop defending Jax.
Yeah.
Stop defending him.
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying he should have wore a black shirt,
you
but he doesn't own
wear
a
navy blue shirt when you work at Sir.
You guys, you're making a big deal out of nothing.
So what are you thinking when Lisa is saying that to you?
I'm always going to defend my husband, no matter what. I'm always going to be on his side. I'm always going to defend Jax. I mean, even whenever he's wrong, I make sure, like, I know that he's wrong, and he knows that I know that he's wrong, but he's my husband. He's always going to come first, no matter what. And even though I was defending Jax, I was still trying to help Lisa and trying to help him get, you know, a new shirt and trying to be like, have respect for Lisa. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, family first, and he's my family.
Oh, there's been a ton of drama this season, and these deteriorating friendships make me a little sad.
Oh, it's true. But luckily, there's something they can all agree on. Max is a fuckboy.
Or, in the words of Schwartz, Don Juan with a heart of gold.
I am so excited for the reunion.
The Vanderpump Rules After Show is available every Tuesday after the episode on BravoTV.com and Bravo's YouTube channel.
And we'll be back on Saturday with an all-new episode of the Daily Dish podcast.
Bye.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table.